Malkador raised his hand, and the lights in his chambers came on. Dorn looked around. He'd never entered the Sigilite's private apartments before. Ancient images hung on the walls. Flaking, fragile things of wood, canvas, and decomposing pigments preserved in thin blue fields of stasis. The smoke-pale portrait of a woman with the most curious smile. Garish yellow flowers rendered in thick paint. The unflinching roomy gaze of an old fleshy man cast in shadow, tobacco brown. Along another wall hung old tattered banners showing the thunderbolt and lightning strike sigil of the pre-Unity armies. Suits of armor, perfect glinting thunder armor, were mounted in shimmering suspension zones. Malkador offered Dorn wine, which he refused, and a seat, which he accepted. "I have made certain peace with myself," Dorn said. "I understand what I am afraid of." Malkador nodded. He pulled back his cowl, and the light shone on his long white hair. He sipped from his glass. "Enlighten me." "I do not fear anyone. Not Horus, not Fulgrim, none of them. I fear the cause. I fear the root of their enmity."
"You fear what you don't understand."
"Exactly. I am at a loss to know what drives the War Master and his cohorts. It is an alien thing to me, quite defying translation. A strong defense relies on knowing what you are defending against. Now, I can raise all the bulwarks and curtain walls and cannon bastions I like, and I still won't know what it is I'm fighting."
"Perceptive," said Malkador. "And true of us all. I fancy even the Emperor doesn't fully understand what it is that drives Horus against us so furiously. Do you know what I think? I believe it is better that we don't know. To understand it would be to understand insanity. Horus is quite mad. Chaos is inside him."
"You say that as if chaos is a thing."
"It is. Does that surprise you? You've known the warp and seen its corrupting touch. That's chaos. It has touched humanity now, twisted our brightest and best. All we can do is remain true to ourselves and fend it off, deny it. Trying to understand it is a fool's errand. It would claim us too."
"I see."
"Don't see, Rogu Dorn, and you will live longer. All you can do is acknowledge your fear. That's all any of us can do. Recognize it for what it is. Your pure human sanity rocked by the sight of the warp's infecting, suffocating madness."
"Is this what the Emperor believes?" asked Dorn.
"It's what he knows. It's what he knows he doesn't know. Sometimes, my friend, there is salvation in ignorance."
Dorn sat for a while. Malkador watched him, occasionally sipping from his glass. "Well, I thank you for your time, sir," said Dorn eventually. "Your candor, too.
There is one thing,"
said Malkador, setting his glass down and rising to his feet.
"Something I want to show you."
Malkador crossed the chamber and took something from a drawer in an old bureau. He walked back to Dorn and spread that something out on the low table between them. Dorn opened his mouth, but no sound issued. Fear gripped him.
"You recognize these, of course?"
Old cards, worn and fraying, discolored and liver-spotted with time. One by one, Malkador laid them out.
The Lesser Arcanoi. Just gaming trinkets, really, but used widely before the coming of Old Night for divination. This deck was made on Nostromo Quintus.
He used them? Dawn breathed.
Yes, he did. He relied on them. He believed in cartomancy. He dealt his fate out night after haunted night and watched how the cards fell.
Oh,